whatever in lights, and hassle them. Let it begin to happen during slavery times. Well, then it was their older remedies and made their own medicines and so forth. Right. That's where chitlins, were first, they were used. They give the slaves and the people all the intestines and they learn to make it, to use it as a food. That's why that really occurred and first started.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't heard of any sort of medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pizzles, such as that. Various parts of the hog that they would take, render and take the greases and the fats and so forth. And that was used for pneumonia and various diseases. That's right.
That's interesting.
And also, all the intestines, as they call the chitlins, and they took those and made them food, and the white people liked them, and so they took them and made them naked.
I think I've eaten those one time.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember what it was.
Well, it all depends upon the older nigger race. They knew how to cook them real well. Of course, some of the young ones do too, and the white people do too now. But they're good if you care for them.
That's the only thing I remember is they smelled awful when they were cooking.
Yeah, when they were cooking. Yet again, those old Southern cooks, they knew how to cook them real well. They were good.
I think somebody
eat some two or three times a year, each year, dividing stores.
I think somebody told me if you put a potato or something in them,
yeah, that would just take some of the taste out. Use vinegar and hot sauce on them when you cook them and so forth. So they have ways of flavoring them, that's
ask you about this expression. If you hear your cow mooing and your horse neighing, you might say, well, my goodness, I didn't know it was so late. It's right on to...
Yes.
What if they're hungry? You'd say, well, it's right on to... Let me ask you, this is always an interesting part of the question there. Do you know any of, so you wanted to get your cows in from the pasture, what would you, how would you call them? Have you ever heard anybody call the cows?
You've never been that close in a show stand.
You probably don't know what calls the calves. But what about if you're plowing with mules? Have you ever heard anybody call them to turn one way or the other?
Yeah, that termination, yeah. They understood, trained to this.
Have you ever heard any calls to horses if you wanted to get them to come in from your pasture?
Well, various times, yeah. But I can't remember what it was called. I don't remember.
Let me ask you this. If you were, say, you had a horse hitched up to a buggy and he was standing still, what would you say to him to make him start moving?
Get up.
And if he were already in motion and wanted him to go faster,
I've never driven a buggy. Ridden a few horses.
Of course, the roar didn't stop. Well, I meant to ask you a minute ago, if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you say to him?
Well, the old regular term we'd always use a sickle.
Sickle? And if you wanted to call it off, you'd say,
stop.
Stop.
No, that wouldn't be my termination, because all my dogs are really trained to go.